Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Jake Reinvented by Gordon Corman, narrated by Jim Colby.
He had come a long way to this blue lawn, and his dream must have seemed so close that he could hardly fail to grasp it. He did not know that it was already behind him. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby. Chapter 1. On a scale of 1 to 10, this party was at least an 8. It was in full swing by the time we crashed it. Not that you can ever crash when you're with Todd Buckley. Todd's invited everywhere, and he brings who he pleases.
Quarterback's privilege.
The carpet smelled like beer already, so I knew the festivities had been going on for a while. The stereo must have set somebody back a few bucks, because when the bass was cranked, you could feel the air move. The floor was moving, too, under the stomping feet of the mob of dancers. Arms and legs jostled the shiny keg which sat in a little kid's inflatable wading pool by the living room dining room. As we watched, Nelson Jaworski staggered in from the hall and hit the wading pool face first in a tidal wave of ice and slush. There was a roar of laughter until the big lineman sprang back to his feet, snatched up the keg like it weighed nothing, and reared back to heave it through the picture window. Todd and I joined the stampede to stop him.
"Take it easy, buddy," Todd soothed. "If you trash the keg, it means we're out of beer."
The logic was fairly straightforward, but what got through to Nelson was the fact that it was coming from Todd.
Yeah, I'm cool.
By that time, somebody had the brains to wave a full cup under his nose. He surrendered the keg into the arms of the three guys it took to set it back in the pool.